Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, a man with a mic. Billionaire Mark Zuckerberg has quietly been advising White House hopeful Peter Buttigieg on campaign staff hires. And plus, they're going to make sure that, you know, only PayPal, yeah, they're only going to have them like approved things. Like, so like if you're on PayPal, you know, so like if you're on Facebook, you know, and you want to do Facebook, they're gonna secure the elections to make sure only like socialist, progressive, anti-American liberals' opinions get posted. And if you're a Trumper, good luck, because it's not gonna bode well for you. Don't worry, I'm getting stuff taken down all the time, but I don't care. I mean, you think about it, you know, they're going after Brett Kavanaugh with a made-up story from a drunken attack in a 1980 frat party, but you know, Berto Buick's burglary arrest in 95 and his DWI in 1998, no one cares about that. Guess what, folks? We're at it again, folks, because another transgender woman cyclist is smashing world records and doing all kinds of things. Really? I'd be furious if I was a girl and I lost scholarships and stuff because of a guy that thinks he's a woman. Marijuana industry could surpass the NFL revenue by 2020. Well, if you count the illegal market, it's been doing that for thousands of years. You want to find a way to get Democrats to hate the G7 summit resort. That'd really piss them off. A ton of fraternal organizations, believe it or not, of police and stuff, and a lot of cops, and everyone come out and said, Berto Buick, you go confiscate the guns. You want them so bad, you go. You go house to house and get them, because we're not going to ever do it. Human waste from homeless people seeps into the Miami streets. It's getting bad, and, you know, hey, I'll get into that. Plus, my, you know, Berto Buick tells Donald Trump that he lies like Hitler, and, of course, Trump is getting tons of, he's under fire because he used the term lynch. He said the word lynch, but the people that are pissed that Trump said the word lynch are backing and supporting a party that was lynching Americans, that was segregating Americans, that was trying to control them through Jim Crow laws and everything else. Not much, much more. Also, English Premier League news of Manchester United. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. Really hope you do. I really hope you do, folks. Let me see here. Okay, folks. 2 Corinthians 7:1. Because we have these promises, dear friends, let us clear ourselves from everything that can define our body or spirit, and let us work towards complete holiness because we fear God. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day, and welcome to the conversation. I want to get into this. As many of you know, I actually have lots of connections, and I actually, earlier today after I got home from work, I did an interview with Pierre Delecto, because I wondered, like, why would Pierre Delecto support Mitt Romney? Why would he, you know, so Now I'm going to go, I'm going to leave live, and we're going to go to the interview with me and Pierre Diletto. So I got to get this thing set up. Just give me a second, but here we go. Well, I'm here. He's actually told me to call him by his name. He wants to be called Pierre, not Mr. Diletto, not Pierre Diletto, but just Pierre. So I'm going to grant his wishes. How you doing, Mr. Diletto? I want to thank you so much, Pierre. Why did you think it was okay to support Mitt Romney? Was it his foreign policies? Was it his tax reforms? Why was it that you felt so led to be a huge Twitter follower and push to try to get Mitt Romney elected? Okay. I thought Mitt Romney was just going to be another progressive socialist liberal. I didn't want him, John McCain, Hillary Clinton, or Barack Obama. But, we all have our opinions. That's why we have the show, you know? So, do you think that he would have fixed the VA? Do you think he would have put, a border wall? That's very interesting. I don't think he would have done the wall, but, who has? Except for Trump. I want to thank you, Pierre Diletto, for that interview. It's nice to have you on the program. And if you believe, Mitt Romney is about as truthful and real as that interview I had with Pierre Diletto. What in the heck? I could understand I know people that are famous to have, this is my fan page, my Facebook page where you can be a fan. And this is the one that's private for just me and my family. Only thing, I can understand if you wanted to write people like family, but really, and they actually have through Breitbart 2012 Pierre Diletto shirts, and I have to get one. I have to get a Pierre Diletto. It's proving my point, folks. Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, John McCain, Mitt Romney. All of them would keep us in autopilot and slam us right into the Sears Tower. They're all jokes. They don't care. Pierre Diletto. Boy. It sounds like that progressive commercial. Jamie? Hi, this is Jamie. I want you to know, Jamie, that with Progressive, you're the number one and number two employee of the year. And I want you to know, Jamie, that, don't hang up, Jamie. Please don't, Jamie, don't hang up. This is Progressive. I'm Jamie. Okay, let me see here. Yeah, we got some retards. But that's what the program is all about, folks. That's what we got in this program, folks. Let me see if I go up to here. It's just one of those things, folks. We deal with this all the time. Oh, folks, it's what we deal with here. I'm just trying to work on something, folks, so just bear with me for half a second. I got a troll. Yep. That's the problem in this world. See, when you deal with idiots, I get them in messaging and all this all the time because they can't argue. I've dealt with this my whole life, you know. People can't argue. That's the problem. Trump's a racist. Okay, well, Trump is a racist because, you know, he said the term, I don't know, what would you?
Okay, I don't see him.
I deleted a message from him, but he said, like, take a dump or vote for Trump, that dude.
I thought he was deleted.
Somehow he was back. But, you know, I've got all kinds of because I deleted the comment.
Okay.
But if you
That's
can
why
just,
I never noticed anything.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But,
I was eating.
But it's one of those things, folks. You know, I mean, Trump said the word lynch. Oh, my God. He said the word lynching. Okay. You want to know who lynched? Black people? Democrats. Democrats were the ones that segregated. They were the ones that tried to keep you from having rights by Jim Crow laws. They're the ones that are still controlling you.
White people were lynched for protecting black people. We are not the first society to hang people.
You want to know how many? You
want
to know how many hundreds of thousands of whites died freeing the slaves? That's coming. I was told that by a black man.
Yeah.
This is not. Oh, because I'm white. See, but if I was black, I'd be an Uncle Tom. You know, all they do when they hate Trump. He's racist. Get your racist. Now, I gotta be like that. I gotta edit it. You know. But that's all they do. They can't argue. Trump's racist. Okay, how is he racist? What has he done? Lynching. Wow. So if Democrats have changed, then I'm assuming that statue's mean, because this used to mean okay. Now it supposedly means KKK. What have I told you on this program for months and for years? Pretty soon, pick a word out of a dictionary. I have a French dictionary, and I can just use it and just pick the English word. But I'm thinking about doing that and just flipping through every show and just picking a word, and I'm gonna prove to you I can say it's racist somehow. Well, you can't complain about politics if you don't vote. Sure, I can. I didn't want Mitt Romney. I didn't want John McCain. I didn't want Barack Obama. I didn't want Hillary Clinton. You have no right to complain because you voted for that. You wanted that. I didn't. I voted because I felt like, Pierre Delecto was better than nobody. I didn't want him. If I had a real choice, I would. The last real choice for a president I've had was Ronald Reagan until Trump. The only thing I disagreed with on Ronald Reagan is just say no. But that's me. But you have a transgenderless cycler. That's right, a transgender cyclist. That's winning and winning and winning. You know, I'm so tired of these girls that are, wait till, this powerlifter, man, you know. I did talk to a guy that actually said this. He came up to me. And he goes to me, "Well, just because you're a man doesn't make you any better, you know? So I don't understand this notion that you feel that a woman, since a woman, you know, sorry, but if you're a power lifter and you're a man, there's going to be, men are going to be better, in my opinion, at certain things." And
your 5'7" wife is able to bench with my feet.
Yeah.
250 pounds when I was just 14 years old.
Yeah. And I mean, you gotta have an even keel. I'm sorry, you have to have an even keel.
I see the comment on here, but I don't see it.
Because I am going through here, I'm doing stuff right now. So, but it's just sad, folks, the way this world is, because
maybe we might have to
I'm trying to see if I see him on.
No, you do your show.
No, because I'm where I can delete people. I'm just wanting to see real quick if I see him on here. And I don't see him on here. I'm trying to figure out how he posted.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
What was this? What's the thing if it shows it up on there?
AJ. And they're both capitalized.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
E-E-N.
Yeah, I don't have an AJ on here.
ENTZ.
So I don't know how he was posting. I don't know. Because he's not showing up on mine. Because he's not showing up as someone I can even delete, so.
Yeah. Well, we'll check it out after the show.
Okay, there we go.
You found him?
Yes, I did.
Did you delete him?
I banned him from the page.
Okay.
He was a follower. Only follower.
Huh. Why would he be a follower if he just to be a troll?
Yeah.
You had nothing going on else in your life.
Yeah.
You're gonna be a troll.
Yeah, that's how it is, folks. But I get that, but I mean, you can, I'm a man. You can, I mean, sorry. I mean, Like with this transgender thing, I'm going to be strict honest with you. I couldn't imagine having me looking at myself and seeing a woman. You know, because I had some ladies who goes, I knew somebody that. That's what Sandy Rogers used to call me. But it's, I mean, sorry. I'll give you an example today. I went into a Walmart. And I've been to Myers, Targets, every other store you can imagine. And if you're 99.9% of them, when you're facing the doors to go outside at the cash registers, you have two bathrooms. The one on the right is always a male. The one on the left is always a female. Every place I've ever been.
Yeah.
I walked into the bathroom because that's how it is. I'm like, where's the stalls? I went out and it was the women's.
This wasn't today.
Yeah, it was. And
okay.
the left one was the male one. The right one, no, was the, yeah, the right was on the
yeah,
female.
It's reversed at the
yeah.
one on that side. Yeah.
And I've never seen that. And I've been in hundreds of Myers, hundreds of Walmarts, Targets. I've been everywhere. And usually, if you're walking out the store, the right-hand side one is the men's and the left-hand side one is the women's.
Right.
It wasn't that way. I don't, I'm, and so
I will
you,
say this, most people still look at the fact.
I don't
even know.
Because I'm smart enough to know that.
No, you're not if you walked into the women's bathroom.
Well, because a lot of them, they have a set thing, like by corporate, this is how it has to be. This is how you have to set up the registers. This is how you have to have this.
Yeah.
I guess not a Walmart. But then again, Walmart, Sam Walton would be in his, he would be in his grave. He's turning in his grave that they're selling liquor. He would never
in their grave that they're selling other than American products.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have let that happen either.
Ever, yeah. I worked at a video store, and we had restrictions on what we could sell at the video store because we were within a certain distance of Walmart. Now.
Yeah. Now whoever took over, it's all about the money.
Yeah. Don't worry, because, you know, that's what these Democratic debates are about. If you've watched them, I've sat through some of them just because I had to for the show, and it's all gone. It's like, and I just laugh at it because it's millionaires arguing with other millionaires, blaming rich people for all the problems. Wow. So Nancy Pelosi, you got $100 million net worth, but you know, the rich business people are the problem, not you. And the problem is for the longest time, we've had people that, okay, like one of my friends that I went to school with, he's doing like a commute with Kevin. And he talked about, and like, well, you have no right to complain about politics if you don't vote. And all I can think about is that George Carlin episode where he was one of my favorite comedians of all time, George Carlin, goes, well, you can't complain about stuff if you don't vote. He goes, sure I can, because you can't complain because you wanted those people. You were assuming you voted for them, then you're getting what you expected.
That makes no sense.
Yes,
if I didn't vote for Obama, I knew what I was expecting. That's why I didn't vote for him, so I can complain. If I didn't vote...
I didn't want any of them. You voted, so you had a... Okay, I don't want any of them, so you're stuck with whoever, okay?
Well, if you don't vote, you didn't have a say.
Sure I did. Sure I did. So then what, then, okay, then how can I have a...
say was no say.
What?
Your
yeah.
Say
yeah,
no
yeah, that's
say.
Right, because I didn't want Mitt Romney,
then
John McCain, I don't want any of them.
Well, then who did you want, because you didn't pick anybody?
Well, who else could I pick? What I'd love to see on the elections, I'd love to see none of the above. So you could go to the election and say, F you to every candidate that's running. I didn't.
Watch.
No,
but language,
seriously.
But
seriously.
Okay, question though. Okay.
Because I didn't want any of those four.
What if everybody voted none of the above, then what would happen?
They wouldn't, because you have too many retarded people that, oh, I'm voting.
No. If you seriously want to go down this road, it's a good road.
Well, then, no. Go ahead.
Calm down and actually
go ahead.
The question. Seriously. Let's say, okay, just like with this last election between Hillary and Donald Trump, right? Let's say you had about 20, 30, 40 million people or so, or enough to skew it to where... none of the above. What then?
Then you start over again.
Then who runs the government? Then can Obama say, oh, since no one got elected, I'm automatically still president?
So you would rather still... you would have a process set in place that, okay, we're going to find... Because, okay... I didn't want any of them. They were all going to be socialist, progressive.
So none of them are it. You had to pick four or two different.
Two, yeah, another Democrat, another Republican, and like.
That's the problem, though, babe. You can hardly tell the difference between a D and R. I mean, you can pick two others, but you're still going to get the same crap.
Well, that's why you've got to keep with it. Okay, then we're going to keep.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but then, yeah, but if you don't, yeah, but that's why I didn't. Okay, like if I don't vote, what's the difference? I didn't want any of them, but most of my life I voted Libertarian because I don't want any of those. And if we got enough people that said, screw the Republican Democrat, let's try a different avenue, let's try the Libertarian, see what happens. And we technically did with Trump.
Yeah.
He's the first.
I was hoping with Ross Perot, honestly, people can say what they want. You're looking at a person who didn't vote for Bush then, who voted for Perot.
Oh, I was one of those people that have always voted for that, but then there's ones that, okay, they're only in like 12 states. So, I mean, to where, like, if I could have, there's a guy that runs in Vermont under the Green Party candidate. He's a Green Party candidate. The problem is he's only on the ballot in Vermont, so he could never win the presidency, no matter what.
Right.
Because even if he won Vermont, that's one state.
Right.
So I don't know who would vote for him.
An interesting concept. I wasn't trying to put you on edge.
No, but you make a great point. You make a very valid point. Okay, well, if you have four progressive socialist liberals that you have to choose from, and you don't want any of them, what do you do? Because
you're right. That's what I think the Democrat Party is kind of finding themselves screwed, because the people that they've chosen, I mean, they even had that stupid AOC go for Bernie.
Mm-hmm.
And she even got called out. Someone asked her, I can't remember who it was, I could find it, but someone asked her, why, you're a woman of color, why should we pick an old white man?
Mm-hmm.
And then she pulled out this card. Oh, that's because that's what we need to do in our society. We need to come across every gender, age, sex, and come together.
So could you see like an Ocasio Cortez being a vice president to like a Bernie Sanders?
She's too young. Under the law, she's too young. She has to be, because she's 29 now or something like that. I think it's 35.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, could you see someone like
him?
Yeah, that's what scares me.
I could see, because I don't know.
Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders?
I don't know, because they don't really agree. They do, but they don't.
Well,
I don't know.
If it meant their pocketbooks would be increased
millionfold,
they'd do it.
If Hillary was smart, she would have taken Bernie in 2016, and it would have been a game changer.
Oh, it would have been game over.
But we're not talking about the sharpest tools in the shed here.
Yeah, I mean, look at who the other candidate was. Pierre Delecto.
So I don't know how smart, I don't know. Who, that's something no one's talking about. If it is Warren, is she going to take, they think if it's Warren gets it, she might take Kamala Harris.
Yeah. That's the...
Or if Bernie gets it, I don't know who he'll take.
Uh-huh.
I don't see Bernie getting it, and I don't see Biden getting it.
I don't either.
I could be wrong.
I don't think
Biden realizes that he's in a lot of trouble with this whole...
Yeah.
Because Barr hasn't brought out Barr is looking into this, and his report comes out either this week or next week.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but I know Joe Biden has information that would be detrimental to the Clintons. So does Berto Buke. He has information that's detrimental to the Clintons.
We'll see. We'll see if Barr even makes it alive to give his report.
Yeah. Oh, I know. But that's the problem. See, the problem I have with this country, and I got about 30 minutes left in the program, like and share, comment, let me know you're there. But the problem I have with this country is I can go up to most Democrats and say that Trump was a cocaine-dealing pedophile, and that's where he made his millions and billions, and they believe anything I said. And I could have a Hillary shirt on, and I could portray myself as a Democrat and say the most outlandish things about Trump, and they'd believe 100% of everything I said.
You know that woman, she is a woman, but she was, she used to work for Alex Jones on InfoWars.
Yeah.
She had this disguise on, kind of. She had a hat and glasses on, and she normally doesn't do that. She kind of disguised herself and was asking some questions, just like what she said. She made something outlandish about Trump. Not that he was a drug thing, but something close to that. It was out there. And this girl was sitting there eating it up. And all of a sudden, this girl looks, says, "You're that InfoWar chick. F you." Yeah, she goes, "Yeah, thank you for being tolerant." I mean, come on.
Because, see, just like those people who voted for Barack Obama and his running mate, John McCain, they had voted. Now, I don't care if you vote Democrat, but know what they stand for. You know, I guess since Democrats have changed, how can you tear down these monuments? Because these monuments have changed, too. Because
right.
If not, if the monuments haven't changed, then this is still okay. This right here is still okay. It's not KKK. Because if monuments can't change, then neither can this. The Confederate flag can't change, I guess, either. Then Democrats can't change either. But I'm just so sick and tired of all these blacks on the plantation that support a party that lynched them and killed them. I could never support a party like that. And I'm not even black. But you want to get rid of the G7 summit? You want to end that real quick? Just say that they're going to hold it at one of Trump's resorts.
They are.
Yeah. And Democrats are going AWOL.
Yeah, they are.
Well, maybe. Well, how about this?
They're going back.
How about we do this, Democrats? We'll not have the G7 summit at all. We'll cancel the whole thing permanently. That way, there's no G7 summit, and it's not at Trump's route, at Trump's thing. So it's a win-win for everyone. We get our way where we don't have a G7 summit ever again, and then you get your way with not having it at Trump's.
Why don't we want the G7? I'm sorry, that was affected.
Why would you? Okay, let me see here. Yeah, for the same reason that we want climate change.
Right.
It's like, you know,
I don't know if it was on Rush. Yeah, it was on Rush. Someone commented and realized that, you know, conservatism is at being fought all over the world. Look what's going on at Hong Kong. Look what's happening in Spain. Look what's going on at Brexit.
Yep.
Look what's going on here. Conservatism, its values, is under attack.
Well, show me. I want a progressive liberal to tell me how they can go to a supermarket and say, "Wow, that's just great. Look at all that produce." You can't support that. How can a socialist support a grocery store full of food? If you're a true socialist in the terms that these Democrats are now that are in Congress, they want you to stand in line with a little piece of paper. And this piece of paper is your voucher. Now, do you get a toothpick? Do you get a toothbrush? Do you get toothpaste? What do you get with it? And that's your daily ration. You may not have eaten in 5 months, but, oh, I get toothpaste. I don't need toothpaste. I got 17 tubes. Then you start eating the toothpaste because that's the only thing the government's giving you. It's only a matter of time for all these things that all these Democrats that are arguing and yelling and screaming in the streets, when you're going to lose your freedoms, when everything that you're fighting for, Democrats aren't going to give you nothing. But that's how it is. That's, people don't get that. People don't understand that. People don't see that. But That's the world we live in, folks. That's the world we live in. Don't forget to like and share. Like and share. I do have lots of people listen online. I did lose a little viewership just because I went from 9 o'clock to 6 and not, you know, and if you don't watch, you know, so when they get to the replay and they, oh, it's 6 now, you know, they're starting to come back because I got a whole new job and a whole new everything. So it's like, yeah, and like I'm at a very highly secure facility and like don't have a badge yet. So I have to call security and they have to have someone come get me in and escort me. And I'm like, yeah, you need to help me with this carry. No, I don't. Well, I have to be escorted. I always joke about that, but. Oh, wow. It's just one of those things, man. This world we live in where all they want to do is take away, you know, take away, take away. Oh, don't worry, folks. Don't worry because human waste is seeping into the streets from homeless in Miami. And a lot of people are getting concerned and complaining. I give it a year if, like Miami doesn't do something or if California doesn't do something, you're going to have, like, it's going to be like going to Africa. You're going to have certain shots before.
Did you see that leprosy is coming back now in California?
Yeah. Oh, trust me, like I've said, you're going to pretty soon, okay, have you traveled to California in the last 6 weeks? Because when you go to
I'm dumbfounded. You have Typhoid Mary, and you have leprosy coming back, but yet we don't have a problem. We should be an open border. Are you kidding me?
If you can tell me how California is great, I'll wait.
Yeah.
I'll wait. I mean, because they have a thing on our local radio station, because one of our local radio stations now carries the Bears. Because for the longest time in Indiana, we got the Chicago Bears. Because, like, we're so close to Chicago that we get, like, the Cubs and White Sox and all that stuff.
Chicago's had a team since the refrigerator.
But, anyways, you could win, like, a thing to go see them take on, like, a team in L.A. I don't watch NFL anymore, so I don't like the Rams or whatever in L.A. I'm like, who would want to go?
We could win the tickets and then sell them.
Who would buy them? Who would?
I don't know.
Folks, so we're going to have to do something because no one actually entered the contest. Yeah, blame them. But, you know, that's, you know, let me get into this. Speaking of the NFL, marijuana industry could surpass NFL revenue by 2020. Well, if you count the illegal revenue of cannabis, it's been surpassing the NFL since its infancy way back in 42 AD.
Prove that it was back in 42 AD.
Okay. Hello, Peabody. Hi there, Sherman. We're going to go into the Wayback Machine. We're going to go back to the year 1482 AD when we can prove that...
I'm surprised you're not trying to say Jesus and his disciples are sitting there smoking. Oh, my goodness.
Well, God gave us all the seed-bearing plants and herbs to use in moderation. In moderation. See, that's the thing. This is one of those things that this does not surprise me.
Sometimes I can't with you.
But you did. You said I do twice.
I know.
But, I mean, seriously, I mean, people are waking up. Well, wait a minute here. All this violence and all these negative repercussions of legalization, pardon me, are now proving to be false. It's proven to be false, but they don't care. You know, but I mean, you still have a lot of the people that get to the point where it's like a yes or no thing. Like, it's a, you know, here's a fifth of vodka, I'll down three of them, I'll die of alcohol poisoning, and that guy was dumb. But they take a hit of a joint and don't inhale, and that should, he should go to prison for that. Because it's dangerous. You know, I could see if you don't want marijuana legalized, but you're against alcohol legalization too, and, you know. But it's just how this world works and reacts. I mean, we have this earth in this world where people are starting to wake up. Well, wait a minute here. Let me see here. Wow. They said all this stuff is going to happen, and it hasn't happened. You know, I mean, 6 months, just 6 months after Georgia's medical law was signed, the fleeting program has stalled, leaving patients unable to procure treatment. Here's why. This is scary. I mean, because, well, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and then the patients that want the medicine can't get the medicine. Earlier this year, it appeared that Georgia had fully embraced the medical marijuana with signing a new law that allowed cultivation and distribution of it in the state. But 6 months later, the fleeting program has stalled, leaving patients unable to secure and procure the treatment. A report this week from the Atlanta Journal Construction, the Atlanta Journal Constitution, detailed the reasons for the delay. A state's Republican governor, Brian Kemp, and other top officials have yet to appoint any members to the Georgia Access to Medical Cannabis Commission. The 7-member commission was a central component to House Bill 324. Which Kemp signed into law back in April. The bill gave the okay for companies to grow and sell medical cannabis oil in the state while also giving commission extensive oversight over which businesses can sell it and other requirements. In other words, without a commission, the law is essentially dormant. And I think that it was like one of those where you can only get like that the HB 324 law only allowed like low level cannabis oils and stuff, and you know, so it's one of these where I don't think in Georgia, I think it was like essential oils they would make, and then you could get, you know, so it was very, because like in Pennsylvania, I think you can't smoke it, you can't do this, it's only, they're very limiting on what you can do with it. They basically, I kind of feel like deep down, it's like, how can we turn this into actual medicine instead of, hey, I want to grow the flower, I want to make my own butter, I want to do whatever with it. How can we do this? How can we make this product in a way so that we can basically turn it into almost a pharmaceutical type thing? How do we do that? Because, I mean, I really think legalization is coming down to how do we get the pharmaceutical companies, how do we get alcohol and big tobacco involved? They got to get their millions in it. Because I think that's the only thing that's keeping it from going nationally legal, is they got to figure out how to get all these alcohol and tobacco industries into the products. But, you know, that's how this world works. You know, and I heard going back to the 70s, the big tobacco industry was huge in trying to get in on it. But since it's not legal, so we'll just have to wait and see. I mean, because I've heard that Coors Light is in the process of making a CBD beverage that's alcohol-free. Because when they start tightening down and clamping down on tobacco more and more and more and more and more, they got to have some way to make money. Because they're going to run out of third world countries that they can exploit. But that's no here nor there. You know, China is fighting for, there's all these countries that are fighting for freedoms. And I've always said, you know, like if a plant's not free, no one is. It's just crazy. It's just, I mean, Ocasio-Cortez on lynching tweet. Horrifying Trump deliberately using race to divide the United States. Wow. But you're a part of a party that went. Show me where Donald Trump lynched anyone. Show me where someone smoked marijuana and they died from it. No one has ever died from smoking marijuana. No one has ever. Donald Trump has never lynched anybody. But, you know, whatever. You know, and, you know, get on mind to Jamal and watch his video today, because he goes ballistic. All these Democrats are going off on Trump for talking about lynching when, who did the lynching? Democratic Party. Who did the segregating? Democratic Party. Who controlled the Democratic Party? Rosa Parks didn't sit in the front of the bus and goes, now I'm going to be a Democrat. Fix my quip. But that's where we're at, folks. How dare Trump? He's trying to divide this nation. No, Obama divided this nation. Remember, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, they weren't there until Trump got, no, they were there when Trump got elected. They were already there. Remember, folks, AOC is nothing but a social experiment. Let's see what happens when we take someone out of a mental institution and put them in Congress. Well, wait, shit, huh? They're all from the mental institution. What are you talking about, the funny farm? Shrip-da-doot. That's how they all are. All these Democrats are loony bins. All these conservatives. That's the problem. People need to start waking up. And they have. Look at all these politicians. Are like, look at all these cops. Berto Buick, you pick up the guns. We're not going to do it. You know, the U.S. Department, the U.S. State Department pushes EU to expand despite Trump backing the Brexit. If the Brexit isn't showing you, British people are like, okay, we're done. We're done. We're done. I could see a revolutionary war happening in England. I think the British people are now, hey, we can put the kings and queens in check. Hey, if we have to do without, so shall the king and queen. And guess what? They're having to do without. I want to get on now to some Premier League news. And watching the champions without Manchester United, hey, it's not as fun, but it's if you have to know some of the players and know some, but that cartoon, the champions, is hilarious. That's the best. It's the best. Don't forget, I got about 10 minutes left. Don't forget to like and share, like and share. Thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. All you, it's Premier League time. There's talk about Saudi Arabian oil tycoons taking over and running Manchester United, and they love the team. They're dominant, but United Stand survey was done, and 85% of the people surveyed support the Saudis buying out the Glazers or taking over, even with human rights concerns. Okay, I'm back, at least on Blog Talk. I've been on Facebook. But I think the Saudi Arabian owners would be great because, hey, they support the club. They love the club. They want to see us succeed. They're not people that bought us on debt to try to make money, and they don't care about the team. I never really backed the Glazers, even when we were dominating. Like, yeah, we're winning, but I would love to see someone else run the club who wants to, that it supports the team. The 5-3-2 setup that we play, that'll work against these big teams because we're defensive. Because we got to be defensive. But you can, and when we played 5-3-2 and it's kind of worked against Liverpool, it's going to work against the top six because they're going to be a very striking team and we need to be very defensive. But you can play the 5-3-2 in a attacking, Conte did it in an attacking way at Chelsea. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is a very, very tactical, park the bus kind of manager. I don't know what the answer is. We need to play a 4-3-3 more of attacking style. Now, if he can do a 5-3-2 and be attacking, I mean, because that's not going to, if you play a defensive 5-3-2, let me tell you something. You're done. Game over. Game over. Because with the top from the end of the league, you're going to be two defensive teams. It's like two boxers that are boxing, but they're not like trying to punch. They're just sitting there waiting. They're just blocking. Well, they're not really blocking anything because he's waiting for him to punch and he's waiting for him to punch. So both boxers are just standing, dancing around there, pretending. Just holding up their dukes, assuming the other one's gonna block. And not, well, they're both blocking. No, he's gonna punch. I know he is. No, you're just gonna get 1 point every game. And you might squeak out a goal if you have two defensive teams. It, 5-3-2, the 5-3-2 will work on some of the top tier teams. But anything beyond sixth, we're screwed. We need to have an attack. I don't want the 5-3-2. Now, if that's a way for us to try to salvage points against the top six, then okay. But we got to do it in, we need to do it in an attacking style so we can score. But we're not. I mean, we got to play also for 90 minutes. You know, yeah, we said, wow. Like, I was the whole time I was at church during the Liverpool game, and then we went and checked out that purple mattress. Lord help us on that thing. That thing is like harder than a rock. But anyways, I'm like, okay, we're up a goal. Don't worry. We're like the Detroit Tigers. We'll blow it. Don't worry. We won't have the lead for long. What happens? They score the equalizer, Mike. Bloody hell. What in the heck? You know, we're so defensive. We're such a defensive side. And we need to be more attacking. We need to be more aggressive. We need to be more aggressive. And not this passive. Well, you know, we can't be like the boxers where you have two people that are just assuming the other one's going to throw a punch and then no one does. Kind of like, what was it, that Sergeant Bilko, where they both think they're taking a dive and hit the dance recital until one guy out of frustration playing just hits the other guy and they both go down. Oh, it's great. It's classic. But that's what it reminded me of, you know, it's like, no, we need to start being an attackive team. We're so defensive. We need to be on the attack. Oh, Lord. It's just one of those things that as we go forward, I do hope there's a buyout. I mean, I do, you know, with the human rights and stuff, you know, that weighs heavily in our minds. But, you know, at the same time, it's like, you know, I'm wondering, you know, something's got to change. And we got to get people that want to be successful, not the other way around. So I'm going to leave it with there on the Premier League. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. I don't care what you believe. Just know your facts. Know that if you call someone a racist, are they a racist? Are they really all the BS that the media is saying? It's like, I'm like, yeah, let's go to Furniture Row and check out that purple mattress. My favorite color. It's got to work. That thing, there's like four, one, two, three, and four, and the one and two are on like a memory foam, and the other ones are like on springs and stuff, and the first two, the one and two, I felt like you might as well take the mattress we have now and put a 3/4-inch piece of plywood on it. It was that hard.
It was way too hard.
Way. I'm like, how is this? I thought I'd be like, I'm like, oh, man.
Four
wasn't bad, but for what it cost.
Oh, I know.
It was like $35,000 or something like that.
No, it wasn't. $3,000.
Well,
I mean, we're sleeping on a $500 mattress.
It's in. I'm counting for inflation. Yeah, you know, but still, I mean, but still, $3,000 hypothetically to a lot of people, $3,000 is a lot of money.
To us, $3,000
is a lot
of
money. That could get me a car that might last me 6 years, 7 years.
No, that's what we're hoping for. We're going to try to do that in the next few months.
I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. And to the troll out there, you're banned. Bye-bye. Remember, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Thursday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.
You know, he couldn't come up with something original.